on the way. I told her I was the B-I-Z-M as an A. She said she know my reputation, know I got clout, and like to get to know me, without no doubt. So we started having a long telephone conversation, trying to fill each other out, showing a lot of patience. It was a hookup for my man, worried why she was bad. If I met her whole family, I would kiss her dad. So in my mind, I was thinking she really likes me. She got a good head on her shoulder, and she's no dummy. Me and her had compatible horoscope, but she bugged me out so bad, I was on the ropes. Now when I was with her, my shoulders shrugged, because when I reached out for a kiss and hug, she mushed me in my face and smiled with a grin and said this question:
why can't we be friends? 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 Why can't we be friends?
I knew she was different, a very special gal. For the time being, I shall respect the wishes. She wasn't a groupie, I understand. She said she just has met me, I liked her for that, a woman with morals. She called me every day, so I thought she was loyal, and bugged me out, cause I don't usually wait. But on a scale of 1 to 10, she was a 28. We was going out on the reg, movies and dinner, always stay at my house, way past 10 o'clock. I thought she really, really liked me. I did the right thing, like my name was Spike Lee. She had her own car, so I walked her to the door. Like Busta Rhymes, I said, give me some more. So I put my lips out to get a kiss, and she said just like this:
why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
The drum because my Mac is correct. Talking for 6 months and didn't get it yet. I thought I was slipping or maybe in the slump. I felt like Eddie Murphy when he was Professor Clump. Nah, it can't be. She's here every day, so I don't know why she wanna treat me this way. I gotta investigate like Magnum P.I. I just don't understand why or why. So the next time I saw her, she wasn't happy. She had a frown on her face and real jumpy. I said, yo, what's wrong? I was real concerned. The way she looked, her life had took a real turn. She said, I went to court today, and I said, what? If I tell you this, you're gonna go now. I said, tell me I can take it, I won't pretend. I gotta go to jail for life, so
why can't we be friends? 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 Why can't we be friends?
Biz Markie with friends. This is WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Good morning, good morning. I'm Rick Todd Hunter. I'm filling in for Liam this morning. I'm going to be here for 2 hours playing good tunes. The sun's coming up. I'm so glad you're here. I will try not to dishonor Liam's name by playing stuff that's not up to his standards, but I'm going to play my own thing. This is Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 WMFO, and streaming at WMFO.org. And clearly, I'm not yet all the way awake. Stick around. I will wake up. Good stuff coming up. Here's Dinosaur Jr. with Start Choppin'.
Didn't say it's not okay, but we are. say it's not okay, but we are dealing the same way. I ain't telling you a secret, I ain't telling you goodbye. Goodbye.
Meat Bodies with Hole from their brand new song, brand new album, Flora Ocean Tiger Bloom. Before that, we heard Panic Switch from Silver Sun Pickups from their 2009 album, Swoon. And at the top of that set, we heard Dinosaur Jr. from 1993 with Start Choppin' from the album, the classic album, Where You Been. I'm Rick Todhunter. This is WMFO Medford. You're listening to what normally would be Moon Songs, hosted by Liam, who is fantastic. He'll be back next week. I'm filling in for him today. Hope you'll stick around. I'm here until 8 today, and I'm playing some good stuff. So let's keep going. Here's going back again a little bit. You can't go wrong with some Cure, especially at this time of the morning. So here's Pictures of You from Disintegration.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
England, my country, the home of the free. There's a hole in your chest, and nothing I can do to fill it. This summer has been 12 years since I laid on my bed and read about art to impress you, but it feels like long has passed since we've been sleeping apart in an aerial tracking view of the Suru. The garden, so you could watch something grow. This summer has been 10 years since we laid on the floor and I told you I still loved you, but it feels like long has passed since you've had a hole above your heart and were lying on the bed surrounded.
Was the BVs with Warp from their latest album, Taking Pictures of Taking Pictures. Before that, we heard the Sundays, of course, with Can't Be Sure from their classic 90s album, Reading, Writing, and Arithmetic. And at the top of that set, even more classic, was The Cure with Pictures of You from Disintegration. I'm Rick Todhunter. Thanks for listening. I'm filling in for Liam today. He'll be back next Tuesday, spinning tunes from 6 to 7. I'm happy to fill in for him today. This is WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, and streaming at WMFO.org. And we're just going to keep going here. Let's go back a little ways and get a little weird, I guess. Here's Evil Urges from My Morning Jacket. Texas band White Denim with Magazine from their album Performance. Before that, we heard Unknown Mortal Orchestra's cover of the Grateful Dead song Shakedown Street from the Day of the Dead tribute album to the Grateful Dead. If you haven't heard the Day of the Dead album, you really should go listen to it. It's amazing, especially if you are both an indie alternative music fan and a Grateful Dead fan. At the top of that set, we heard My Morning Jacket with Evil Urges from their album of the same name. I'm Rick Todhunter. I've been filling in for Liam today. He'll be back next Tuesday playing songs from 6 to 7. He's great. I hope you'll tune in. I'm going to be here for another 5 minutes, and then we kick into my own show, Exactly What Nobody Wanted, so I hope you'll stick around for that. In the meantime, let's do something ridiculous. Here's a set of songs that feature children's instruments, toy instruments, to a greater or lesser degree. And we're going to kick it off with Love is a Two-Way Street by Pianosaurus.
If you're riding alone, no love to call your own, your heart is carrying a heavy load, just remember, love is a two-way street. Love is a two-way street. Love is a two-way street. And if you're riding high, your cares are breezing on by, you're feeling like king of the road. Love is a two-way street. Love is a two-way street. Love is a two-way street. I ride on when I'm with you. All the lights are green. Though there might be trouble just around the corner, 'cause there ain't no road map for the highway of love. Is a two-way street. Love is a two-way street now. Love is a two-way street. Love is a two-way street now. If you're riding alone, no love to call you up.
Knows not what it means.
This is WMFO Medford.